This is Free Talk Live. We're kicking off hour number two, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231, the packet 8. Toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The number again, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there on the house, completely free. That again, freetalklive.com. I was just searching around the internet during the news break, Mark, and I found a story. I'm not going to read it, but I wanted to just share the concept. It was about this Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Mm-hmm. She's been getting a lot of press recently, obviously. First woman Speaker of the House, blah, blah, blah. Well, this person, Ellen Goodman, writing an article about how Nancy is such a role model. She's a role model for people, for children. And it just, it kind of sickens me when politicians of both male and female persuasion, politicians in general, are held up in the news media as being their role models. Kids, you should be politicians when you grow up. This is a career for anybody who loves America. And
well, if politicians did what they were supposed to do, which is serve the people and protect the rights of Americans,
keep government kind of small, defend freedom.
Yeah, the Constitution, you know, do what the Constitution says. Then they might very well be somebody who would be a role model worthy of respect.
I can see how you're.
But instead, what they seem to be is power hungry. Their tools are lobbyists. Mm-hmm. They just get away with doing whatever they want, and people laud them for it.
They continue. Yes, it doesn't seem to matter how despicable politicians behave. They keep getting passes from the American people.
They do.
And then after they die, as we saw with Gerald Ford last week or 2 weeks ago, then everybody gets all upset. Oh, we've lost a great man. Oh, Nancy Pelosi, she's so great. She's a role model for kids. And I think it's important for us here on Free Talk Live to fight this as much as we possibly can, this sickness that Americans have, their obsession with believing that politicians are somehow good people. Simply because the article from Ms. Goodman talks about how, she's a mom, too, and she makes cookies and stays home with the kids and does mom things, and that's just great. She must be a great person because she's a good mom. And you know what? Maybe she is a great mom.
Maybe she is.
Maybe she is, and she should stick to being a mom. And other politicians should stick to doing something productive with their time and their life instead of going to Washington, D.C. and passing more laws to create bigger government to intrude upon all of our lives. It's disgusting to me, this worship that this country has for politicians. They do nothing. They're parasites on the economy. I was looking at Free Keen. We launched a blog recently, and I don't think I've actually mentioned it on this show yet. It's intended for people that live here in Keene, New Hampshire, but you're welcome to visit it anyway. It's freekeen.com, and one of our contributors on the blog, it's a multi-user blog, one of our contributors recently wrote about the payments, the size of the paychecks of the bureaucrats here in town. And it's something like three times as much as the average American makes. Like, the bureaucrats
really?
Here are making $90,000 a year.
Wow.
And the average American, I think, is making 36, 33, something like that. And it just shows this discrepancy, this really totally extra market discrepancy in pay scales. The government's paychecks, and that doesn't even include the benefits. I'm talking about just yearly payment. I'm not even including.
And everybody knows that the bureaucrats themselves, they get really great benefits.
Yes, they get like lifetime benefits even after they're off the job. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And so just pointing out the discrepancy between people, even though there's obvious problems with the government and these bureaucrats, even though they bend Americans over and fleece them for all kinds of cash, we still treat them as though they're special. We treat them as though they're great people, that they should be vaunted and worshipped and respected. This is a respected office. You should respect the President of the United States. Forget about it. I have no respect for people that want to use violence on others. And I have as much respect for a common thug on the street as I do any politician. And it's disgusting to me. And that's all. I just wanted to share that. 800-259-9231. And it sort of ties into this email that we got over the weekend that we started actually on the Saturday show, but it was so lengthy and we got a bunch of calls and we didn't actually get to finish it. This sort of worship of politicians ties into the attitude that one of our listeners experienced. He went out to a bar, I believe it was in California. He went out to a bar and he met a girl there who was in the Navy, is in the Navy. And she started talking about how she believes in the Iraq War and she's third generation Navy and she thinks that... She thinks that Americans should be behind the war effort. She thinks that when you vote for the commander-in-chief, you should just go in and do whatever he wants without asking questions and blah, blah, blah. Just a, typical American parrot
for
the government.
Sounds like a vassal serving her king.
Really. In fact, she also said, and this is the part we're going to pick up the story on, is that she believes that Americans have now become intoxicated with freedom.
Mm.
And that to her is a big problem. And so Anthony, our emailer, asked her, well, what do you mean by intoxicated with freedom? She said something to the effect of, Americans are complaining that their freedoms are being taken away, when in reality, we have more freedom than we know what to do with, and now the military who provides that freedom is being criticized. Then she really proceeded to put me in my place. Remember, she's the one that approached me and started up this conversation. She explained to me that the military and George Bush are giving democracy to the people of Iraq. And then she said, we had a right to declare war against Iraq because of what happened on 9/11 and how all those innocent Americans died. But she didn't stop there. She then asked me how I could ignore that innocent American journalists were being killed in Iraq. She wanted to know how I could ignore the loss of innocent American life like that. She wanted to know how I could stand there and question our presence in Iraq. She wanted to know how I could possibly disagree with it and still call myself an American. She was getting really emotional and worked up at this point. Of course, the inevitable question I would ask would be, well, if, I mean, I am upset about the Americans being killed in Iraq, but aren't you upset about the hundreds of thousands of Iraqis being killed in Iraq? Probably she wouldn't be, because those people are less than people.
Mm.
If they're not Americans, then they're not real people, are they? Well, this is when I remembered the brainwashing that the state did to young children in George Orwell's 1984. I started thinking about how the thought police got hold of everyone's child at an early age and began indoctrinating them with the state's propaganda. Children were rewarded for turning in so-called thought criminals. And I remembered how this training included reporting their own parents and siblings, if necessary, to maintain the security and integrity of the state. And as we pointed out, that's something that's starting to happen here in the United States with programs like DARE and the snitch programs to snitch on your neighbors for zoning violations. Anthony says, I thought to myself how this young girl had been brainwashed at such an early age by both her parents' ideology and the United States military. And I began to get angry. Not at her, but at groups of thugs like the Bush crime family, the neocons, and the Democrats. They'd all played a part in corrupting this once innocent girl. Her heart was now filled with their hate and their distrust and their fear. She was now spewing the hate towards me, inches from my face, and poking it into my chest. It occurred to me that she might do this sort of thing almost every day. After all, I was a complete stranger, and she had approached me. It was almost as if she needed her daily dose of hate spewing and doublespeak. It was almost like a depraved spiritual experience for her. Hate had become her religion, Mark, her salvation. Up until this point, I'd tried to keep things light and cordial, but I could tell the conversation was already sliding down a slippery slope. I felt like all I could do was ask this young lady a few thought-provoking questions that might give her something to mull over a few days later. Or maybe plant a couple of seeds that could someday sprout through the top layer of the soiled ignorance and hatred that had, for the moment, completely buried her ability to think clearly. So I asked her, when did we actually declare war in Iraq? And as far as I know, we haven't even done that yet. If it is such a just war, shouldn't we get the stamp of approval from the American people? Shouldn't we have a Congress declare war on Iraq? You know, that's what the Constitution says.
That's what they call for.
She quickly corrected me. What are you talking about? She exclaimed. We have declared war.
No.
Didn't you know that?
No, sorry. You're mistaken.
Do you think they're telling the troops that they've declared war?
I can't imagine.
Because they keep calling it a war that the troops presume that we've declared war?
It seems to be what people in general believe, is that we have a war in Iraq. But we don't. A war is a legal definition, and we don't have one.
I explained to her that she might have been misinformed and that, in fact, the United States has not made any formal declaration
of
war.
We haven't declared war since 1941.
But she has a response for that, and we'll share it with you on the way. 800-259-9231. More with the Crazy Navy Lady. Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, January 8, 2007, gold 608, ounce gold coins are at 628.32, 316.71 for half, 158.35 for quarter ounce. That's 628.32, 316.71, and 158.35. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency, 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up whatever you want, toll-free, 800-259-9231, the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, and that does include live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version for you, both on the house, freetalklive.com.
How close were the philosophies of Nietzsche and the Nazis? Check out the fascinating new DVD by Dr. Stephen Hicks, available at Laissez-Faire Books. How did the Nazis come to power in one of the most educated, civilized countries in the world? And was Nietzsche's philosophy part of the inspiration? Check out this and many other books and videos on liberty at LFB.com. Laissez-faire books, LFB.com.
That's an easy website.
Yeah, they really got
worried.
A sweet, sweet website.
I was worried people would have to spell laissez-faire.
You're right. It's a good thing that I get the catalog, otherwise I wouldn't know how to spell it.
All right, so we're talking about an email that we got over the weekend from Anthony. He had gone to a bar, met a young lady, and struck up a conversation and started asking him questions about who he voted for and the war in Iraq. And then when he told her the truth, and that was that he voted for the Libertarian, she was really confused. She didn't know there was someone else you could vote for. And when he told her that he was against the war in Iraq, she got really upset. And it continued. The conversation just continues to spiral down from here as we continue the story.
Can you believe somebody doesn't even know that third parties exist?
Yes, I can believe that.
I can't.
And so he said to her, well, when did we actually declare war in Iraq? He points out that we didn't declare war in Iraq. We haven't declared war in Iraq since World War II, and she denied it. She said she then assured me that President Bush had declared war, and he'd done it 3 days after 9/11.
Yes, but President Bush can't declare war.
She said that she saw the speech, and that he said we were going to war to get revenge on the people responsible for crashing the airplanes into the Twin Towers. Now, as you may have guessed, she wasn't too happy when I tried to explain to her that in this country, at least theoretically, the president alone cannot declare war. I explained that both houses of Congress must debate such a harsh, invasive, and deadly and costly action as waging a war. I explained that after Congress carefully considers all the ramifications of declaring war, then they must bring the issue to a vote. I tried to briefly explain to her the balance of power concept. I implied that giving too much power to any one individual is always a bad idea, and is dangerous. Now she was really pissed. She began pointing at me again and poking on my chest even harder. She then decided to put me in my place for good this time. She explained to me how much of an ungrateful traitor and coward that I was. My guess...
He talked to her about the separation of powers and checks and balances in the Constitution.
Yes.
This is a member of our United States military, and she believes he's a traitor just for discussing those...
That's right.
The separation of powers. That the president isn't, in fact, a king or a dictator, and that makes him a traitor. That's weird.
He says, my guess is that I didn't provide her with the type of conversation she was hoping for when she approached me. I felt like she was disappointed to find out that even though I had a military haircut, I didn't consider myself a conservative, a Republican, or a Christian. And I think this confused her. She was also disappointed to find a complete absence of any militant, bloodthirsty neocon fetishes. I then asked, why are we attacking Iraq if Osama bin Laden was the one responsible for 9/11? She explained to me that Iraq is where Osama bin Laden's terrorist base is at.
What? She doesn't even know.
I asked, don't
you mean...
There
weren't any terrorists in Iraq before we went there. They went there in order to fight us.
I said, well, don't you mean Afghanistan? She said, yeah, he has bases there, too. But that doesn't matter because the whole Middle East is to blame for 9/11.
You'd think he was Cobra, the way he could just set up bases, you know?
Like in G.I. Joe?
Yeah, and make strikes out. what the hell?
She says, that doesn't matter because the whole Middle East is to blame for 9/11. And all those countries over there are really about the same anyway. We shouldn't waste time trying to separate them. They're all the same over there. They
kill 'em all
hate freedom.
Kill them all.
At this point, I could tell it was too late for me to help this girl.
Mm-hmm.
She had been indoctrinated into hate. She is now a permanent ward of the state. I tried to reason with her on a few other issues, but the anger and fear was just escalating, and she was having difficulty finding rational answers to my questions. I must have posed a real problem for her worldview because she started looking at me as if she despised me. I wondered how she could despise a complete stranger so fully and completely when all I had done was ask her a few questions. I asked her, how would it make you feel if any foreign army occupied your hometown and drove Humvees down your main street? I found out that she was from Mississippi, and she gladly explained that a foreign army could never drive down the streets of her hometown because everyone in Mississippi would be waiting for them at the borders, so they would never get that far. I explained to her that the Iraqis tried to defend their borders as well, but it's pretty tough to do when you're up against the most powerful arsenal ever assembled in the history of mankind, the U.S. military. She didn't seem to grasp the term military-industrial complex, so I gave up and figured out that the point was moot. The conversation ended with her blowing up and poking me several more times in the chest and calling me a coward and un-American. It really frightened me to see how advanced the government indoctrination process has become. When she walked away, I felt like I wanted to run directly to some police officer, or excuse me, that she wanted to run to a police officer and report me for the thoughts that I had revealed to her.
Good Lord.
For a moment, I was unsure if I should have shared my true feelings at all. When she walked away, I noticed that she had several military friends who'd come with her. I left the bar immediately, in the fear that I might get jumped by a group of her friends.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Who knows what she would tell her friends that I did to her? She could simply make up anything that would provoke them to teach me a lesson. Hey, he touched me on my breasts. The really sad thing about this whole incident is that she kept bragging about her military service and how much she'd done for people like me and how I had no right to question the freedoms that people like her are providing. Little did she know that I, too, am a veteran. When she asked me if I was serving in the military, I answered her truthfully by telling her no.
Right, because you're not. He wasn't serving in the military.
She never asked me if I had served in the past. If she'd asked me that, I would have told her currently I am a civilian, but in the past, I served on active duty for 12 years and have been deployed to Iraq 3 times. I was one of the lucky ones. I was able to avoid lifelong recruitment by the Thought Police. I was able to escape the brainwashing, and as a result, I can still make decisions for myself and view the world around me somewhat objectively. Most, apparently, aren't so fortunate. After having this conversation with the young lady, it occurred to me that the events that have occurred since 9/11 will probably have the greatest and longest-lasting impact on the youngest among us. Many of us had long since reached maturity and adulthood by 2001. Most of our ideologies and belief systems were already shaped and molded by that time. But what about the 21-year-olds out there today? All they've known since they were 14 or 15 years old is hatred, distrust, big government, preemptive strikes, and the axis of evil. They have grown into adulthood with mantras such as, "You're either with us or against us." We have a generation of young people who actually believe that most people around the world hate freedom and our way of life. I'm not sure how open I'll choose to be in the future if another random conversation ensues with someone from a younger generation. I'm not even that old. I'm only 34. After my conversation with this young sailor, I felt as though I had looked into the eyes of the beast. And what I saw was hatred, distrust, and fear. What I did not see was compassion, understanding, or tolerance. I think what I really saw was a young graduate of the Thought Police State University, fresh out of academia, and now eager to begin serving her master in the real world. Of course, her master's government.
You know, it's really disturbing. And I just can't imagine what he could have said that would have possibly derailed this.
Not a damn thing.
No, it just sounds like...
That woman is fully indoctrinated.
And, like, on a vicious disciplinary... Or, excuse me, discipleship. She wants to spread the word.
She's a true believer in the state. 800-259-9231, and who knows how many out there are like her. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products in education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and WristEase provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, WristEase.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free. 800-259-9231 is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All of the features there completely free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. It's like the listener-editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to see what it's all about. Get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, February 23rd through the 25th. Meet libertarian superstars like John Stossel, Michael Badnarik, and many more. The most influential libertarians in America will be there. freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we go to the phones, let's talk to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey, what's on your mind, Dave?
Hey, it sounds like the woman sailor was like a reminiscence of the brown shirts or something like
it
that.
It really does, doesn't
it? It does.
Yeah, and then there's the hateism with their hateaholics. They got a new addiction now is the border, you know. I see, and they're hating the wrong people. I see a common tie here, and it's the government. This woman, sailor, got this hate going because she was, the government is so good, and that guy was questioning the government, and you don't question the government. And these people that are mad at all the Mexicans coming, they're mad at the Mexicans, but why are they coming? Because the government's letting them come in. See, they're afraid that these haters are actually cowards, are the cowards, because they can't question the government.
It's true.
They're,
and you know what the other point is, and I think you're onto something here, Dave, and that is that what the government does, and government's very, very good at very few things.
It's against one another.
That's exactly what it does. It takes interest groups.
And that's what the love thing is all about, because if you love the one around you and love your neighbor, there ain't nobody going to do you no harm, and the one doing the harm, we're going to know who's the evil one.
Yep. And unfortunately, government is so effective
and
at covering
girl,
it up.
And if she wanted to, she would have started beating that guy up, like the guy said. He said that he had to get the hightail because he was going to probably get cornered.
He probably would have a bunch of drunken Marines.
Well, I was a Marine, and I'm one of the most patriotic people you could ever meet.
I believe it, Dave.
And that lady was acting Nazi.
Yeah, she really was, and she's not the only one, and I think you're absolutely onto something about how the government turns people against one another. You see it every day, in little ways, too. Like, for instance, it'll turn the homosexuals against the Christians.
And you're using it, and what comes out of it? Laws that places more chains on us.
It's true.
Every
One group lobbies the government to create laws to control another group, and then the other group gets angry because they've been controlled, so they lobby to get the government to control another group, and it's one group after another turning the guns of the state against each other.
I see it like this, kind of. If the world was only 5 square acres, only 25 people in the world, each one gets an acre, and they all put up fences and tells nobody could come over this fence, you just placed yourself in prison. And it's time to move these lines on the ground that people are dying over for no reason at all, mm-hmm. because of economics and the control of the government over us and these politicians that make a living off of placing chains on us. And you hit on it in the beginning. These politicians, these worship people that worship the politicians,
yep.
are just sheep and being placed in prison.
Yep, they're not thinking for themselves, and the reason why they aren't thinking for themselves is because the government school system doesn't encourage that. The government school system indoctrinates
kids.
That's
the parents' fault, too, because they should be demanding more education from the system, but they're too worried about chasing the dollar.
Well, you can't demand education from it. You can't demand education from a broken system. I mean, what they should be doing is demanding the government get out of education so they can truly have a free market in education, but unfortunately the parents were raised by the government, too, so it's understandable that they're completely indoctrinated.
You know, another common thread through all of this is insurance companies. If you think about it, the best customer to the insurance company is the government because they have the most employees. There's like 52% of the population works for the government indirectly or directly, right?
Yeah.
And you say they get all them benefits, right?
Yeah, they get an absurd amount of benefits.
So for the government to get the deal from the insurance company because they got the most employees, they're kowtowing to what the insurance companies tell them. They're in cahoots.
Well, we certainly know that they're in cahoots with a variety of different industries. And who's the money
behind it all? The petrodollar.
It's what the government allows.
Tomorrow we're going to go buy gallons of it. So we're all like kind of crazy complaining about this system when we perpetuate it ourselves.
It's true, Dave. Thank you for the call, man.
You pull your money out of the bank.
Well, it's tough to do that, you know. It's tough to operate in this world. The system has been set up so effectively that if you want to operate without having money in the bank, it can be very difficult. It's doable.
Well, then you're perpetuating the whole thing, man,
because that's what
it's all based on.
It's doable, but it takes a lot of courage for people to step out of the system.
It takes people working, man, and we forgot. We're so hooked on this superficial life existence, this lifestyle, this superficial existence of life that we've created. We forgot what it is to work. What the world really needs is an asteroid to hit it. Bang! and then everybody's going to have to go back to work to survive and remember what our forefathers had to do to build such a great
country. Well, now there are a lot of people working.
We could talk like we talk.
Dave, there are a lot of people working, and they're working very hard. It's just that they're spoiled with the things that they have in life, and they don't want to put it on the line.
They think work is sitting down at a computer all day for 12
hours. For some people,
it is. It ain't, man. Go bust your ass.
Now, Dave, I'll come to the defense of people that sit on computers. In today's economy, in the information age.
So they got to go jump on a bicycle for 10 hours?
In the information economy, Dave, it's okay. They are doing jobs, and they're doing important jobs. However, and I understand you don't use the internet a lot, so you don't really realize how many jobs are tied up in the world of the internet. There's a lot of wealth being created there. But I think that something that you're sort of touching on but not really fully hitting is the fact that Americans are just so satisfied with all the wonderful things that they have.
They're the credit card. They got us. They're, they get, the banks will give you money for anything nowadays.
Right,
man.
And so they go the out and they buy big screen televisions and they watch TV. And Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate it as always. They sit there and they watch their television and they go to work during the daytime. They come home, they've got their cell phones, they've got their air conditioning, they've got such wonderful accoutrements that this life has, the wealth that has been created in this country has allowed them to have, that they don't want to put it on the line. They're too scared to put it on the line. They're too scared to step forward and do the things that Dave suggested, like, you know, get rid of a bank account or get rid of their Social Security number or step out of the system.
Stop paying taxes to this evil empire that we have.
It's too comfy.
Yeah, I know. I'm one of those people.
Right.
And it is too comfy, and, you know, I'm not willing. I'm willing to fight for smaller government, but, you know.
It's like comfy fascism.
It is.
People are just okay with it. They're okay because they don't feel like it's going to come down on them. They don't feel like the hammer's going to hit them. They feel like it's only going to go after the suspected terrorists and the suspected immigrants and the drug dealers, and that's not going to include them. But then one day when the police come kicking through their door at 3 in the morning, that's when it all comes crashing down. And they'll be lucky to get away with it get away from it with their lives. Oh, I know, the police just made a mistake. But that's when you come to the realization that maybe things have gotten out of control. And it's sad that that's how it has to happen for a lot of people. It has to happen where the government actually tries to screw them over. That's what helps wake a lot of people up to this. Until then, they just live in a fantasy world where they believe that the government's out there to take care of them and that the government's everything's going to be okay just as long as they stick with the government and do whatever the government tells them to do. But when the government comes after you, things change, don't they? 800-259-9231, because when government makes mistakes, those are deadly mistakes in many cases.
The government does seem to have the monopoly on violence. They're the only ones that are allowed to use violence and, you know, getting their way. And so when they make a mistake, it has a tendency to be a very violent mistake.
Let's talk to Jason in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys.
And what's on your mind tonight?
Well, you know, what's on my mind tonight, you know, actually illegal immigration was brought up. And I think that one of the things that people don't look at when they think about illegal immigration is the religious demographic change that's going to produce in the United States.
I want you to explain that. If you would hang on, we're going to bring you back. I know you've been waiting patiently, but hang on. We'll have you expound more on the way. 800-259-9231. Illegal immigration. Is it so bad after all? Free Talk Live.
What is the secret of the sea? It's the exciting food from the sea, and it can be yours with Nature's Original Superfood from Wachter's. This excellent exclusive blend of Wachter's sea vegetation is bursting with over 65 trace minerals and vitamins. Our sea vegetation contains 40 times more nutrients than any land-grown vegetation. You would need almost 20 pounds of alfalfa, 10 pounds of spirulina, and 40 pounds of wheat to get the same nutritional value found in only 1 pound of Wachter's exclusive blend of sea plants. Over 75 years of experience has made Wachter's the leader in sea vegetation nutrition. Experience the benefits for yourself today. Call Wachter's today to order your bottle of sea vegetation. Join us on a business associate call to learn more at 800-682-7100. That's 800-682-7100. Or visit our website at wachters.com. That's WACHTERS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. And it's your show. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That number again, 800-259-9231. You can also join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, completely free. And that includes everything you'll find. Seriously, there's not a membership area like those other radio talk show hosts. They want to charge you for access to their sites. Give it all away. That we do ask that you voluntarily support us by going and voting for the show. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. All you need is your email address. Very simple process. And it makes a big difference for us because your votes help keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. And last time I looked, we were at number 2.
Yep, that's the last time I saw it, too.
So we could be number 1 if you would go and vote if you've yet to do it this month. It's a once-a-month sort of thing. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com as we head back to the phones, back to the fun, to Jason in San Diego. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, so you wanted to touch on, I guess, immigrants and religion.
Well, yes. The thing is about the illegal immigration that's occurring now is that people haven't looked at it from a religious demographic point of view, and that Catholics are coming over the border into a country that more or less was created by Protestants and built on Protestant values. And so this makes me, you know, wonder what's going to happen to this country, especially in light of Nancy Pelosi.
Well, why don't you tell me some of the differences between the Catholic, values and the Protestant values that you see are dangerous?
What I see is that the Catholic Church is a corrupt institution that produces corrupt political leadership. The Catholic Church is run by pedophiles.
Wait a minute. There are plenty of pedophiles in the Christian Church.
Nazis.
Hold on a second. There are plenty of pedophiles in the Christian Church. Wherever you have positions where people can be working with kids, those attract pedophiles. So it's just that there are just happen to be some more Catholic priests that happen to have been outed in that particular case.
What about the Irish Republican terrorists, the Italian mob, Bavarian Nazis, all these groups are groups that are very powerful within
the
church.
There are powerful politicians today that are Christians that are also very violent people.
Well, you know, the point that I'm making, too, is that also the 20th century, the Catholic Church produced the leadership, the worst leadership the Western world had ever really seen. I mean, Mussolini, Catholic, Franco, Catholic, Hitler, Catholic. I mean, why is it politically incorrect to point this out, that the Catholic institutions produce corrupt...
So I take it you're for immigration restrictions, Jason?
Well, I think that, you know, that when you look at it from that point of view, that the basic, you know, values that this country was based on, which were Protestant values, could be eclipsed. And I think that when you look at Catholic-run countries like Mexico, like the countries in Latin America, they're all corrupt, they're all poor. And I think that's because
of the fact
that the
Catholic
Church is corrupt. Well, I think that it's not as corrupt, and it's definitely better to live here. Would you want to move to Argentina? Would you want to move to Mexico? Let me ask you that. I mean, do you think that this country is so corrupt that it's not a better place?
I think it's absurd. I think it's absurd to believe that Catholics are somehow more corrupt than Protestants are.
Yeah, and when you take a look at Protestant institutions, produced James Madison, the man that wrote our Constitution, mainly responsible, Thomas Jefferson, the
James
man who wrote
Madison.
The Declaration of Independence.
You picked
and George
two deists
Washington.
There.
These are all.
Well, slow down there. Slow down. Hang on. Did you hear what Mark said?
What?
Those two men, Thomas Jefferson and James Madison, were deists. They weren't Protestants.
They were brought up Protestants.
Okay, they were brought up Protestants,
church,
certainly.
I think that
so was
that's
I.
The thing. They are a product of Protestant institutions. And I
well,
think
now, wait a minute.
Also, the fact that even Nancy Pelosi, a woman, could be, you know, Speaker of the House, that's something that came out of Protestantism. I mean, Protestant churches are the first churches that actually have women leading the flock. I mean, you take a look at, you know, the Episcopalian Church.
You know what? If you want to, Jason, if you want to get on the air and make blanket statements like you are, then we could just make the blanket statement that all religion is evil, and religion is what has led to the wars that mankind has had over time, and so therefore we'd be better off with just a purely atheist nation. But then again, I would never make a claim like that.
Why is it that Protestant countries are richer than Catholic countries? Why is that? Why is it that countries like Great Britain, you know, do better than countries like, say, Italy? Why is that?
I don't know. It
I think
seems
it's
like
because
it does pretty
of
good.
Protestant values. I think that it's because of these institutions that
okay,
that
you go
we
compare
greater,
the GDP,
I
Mark.
That
I mean,
really
I don't think it's going to be that different.
People are not looking at the Catholic threat.
So what do you want to do about all of this, Jason? I mean, you're making some very blanket sort of, they're not
well,
really
I
racist,
think that,
they're bigoted statements.
First of all, that Protestant people, the people that created this country, that are mainly responsible for its values, need to wake up. And they need to take their country back.
What do you mean by that?
We can't allow our country to turn into, you know, a Catholic, you know, just basically basket case of a country. I mean, look at Latin America. Look how corrupt it is. That's because of the Catholic Church. That is what caused that.
That's an absurd suggestion.
I think that,
it's corrupt because people...
Look at how corrupt Italy is. I mean, it's one of those corrupt, you know, countries in all of Europe. You know, and the reason
what
why
you
Catholic
base that
Church,
on, man?
Spain too.
How? What do you base that on? Like beyond
well,
the fact that Catholics are in charge.
I'm not that there's a higher per capita income in Great Britain than there is in Italy.
Well,
you know,
Italy has the eighth highest GDP in the world, according to Italy has the eighth highest GDP in the world in 2006.
Yeah, they're the bottom of the G8. You know, that does a lot, doesn't it?
I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, so what? That means what? Russia is doing better than them. I mean, come on. This is I think that there is definitely
so wait,
know,
so you want the so you
that,
say you want the Protestants to take back America. How exactly do you want that to happen?
Well, I think first of all, you know, let's just pray to God that never again will a Catholic, you know, inhabit the White House, because that was going to be the end of us.
You know what, Jason, you're a perfect example. You know what you are? You're a perfect example of what Dave in Montana was pointing out. These people that are just being divided by the government, people that sort of get divided and they sit in their own little camp and they blame everybody else's camps for the problems. The problem is government, Jason. Government encourages corrupt individuals. It attracts corrupt individuals or corruptible individuals. And I don't think their religion plays a role.
Well,
but, you know, your claims are just as absurd as the jerk that called over the weekend.
Institutions, you know, that in the world. Basically, it is the last vestige of the Roman Empire, when you think about it. I mean, the Pontifex Maximus, the Pope, that was originally one of the titles that the Roman Emperor had. And I think that when you have a really old institution, the more corrupt it is. I mean, why is it that so many pedophiles could be hiding out in one institution?
There are pedophiles anywhere there are kids.
I can explain the pedophilia is, you know, the problem is their policy for not allowing priests to marry. I mean, it's a stupid policy that was implemented 1,000 years ago based on the fact that kings didn't want priests and, you know, handing down their parishes to their sons and creating these competing fiefdoms. So they, you know, the kings worked out a deal with the church, and you know, priests weren't allowed to marry and weren't allowed to father legitimate children at that point, and that's the reason that you have pedophilia, you know, rampant in there is because these guys.
It's been the biggest joke for like 50 years about the, you know, basically about the Catholic Church, about how absolutely, you know, filled with pedophiles.
Would you like to see us round them up? Should we round up the Catholics?
For years about the church.
How would you like to round them up and put them into camps, Jason? How about that?
No, I would not want to see that. I'm not saying that everybody that's Catholic is a bad person or anything like that. What I'm saying is that
you just want to keep them out of the country.
That Catholics have produced really bad leadership.
So you just want to
such
keep
bad leadership that it produced Hitler, Franco.
Okay,
Mussolini.
You're repeating yourself now.
I mean,
so you
on.
Just
I mean,
so what do you want to do to keep them out of the country? Because you want to keep them from coming here, right? And electing more Catholics. How are you going to do that?
I definitely think there is a problem here. There is definitely.
How are you
going to
keep them out, Jason?
Well,
how are you going to keep them out?
I didn't say keep them out. That's not what I'm saying.
But you said you don't want them to elect. You don't want them to get elected. And if people keep coming here that are Catholic, it's inevitable that some Catholics are going to get elected.
Well, I think there definitely needs to be more, conversion. You know, I mean,
conversion?
I think that'd be one of the things. You know, for Protestants to actively, try and convert Catholics, back into, the church and the values that created this.
I think religious people should leave one another alone.
Now, hold on.
Because all you're doing is just fostering hate amongst one another, and it's disgusting.
Gross domestic, GDP, gross domestic product of United Kingdom, 2.2. That's 2.2 in the millions, so it's like trillions, 2.2 trillion. For United Kingdom, 1.7 for Italy. That puts United Kingdom at fifth, Italy at seventh. France, which is also a Catholic nation, sixth. Canada, which is partially Catholic, partially Protestant, at 1.1, eighth. Spain, ninth at Catholic nation. And Brazil, 10th Catholic nation.
Yeah, they seem to be doing all right.
So it looks like about 4 out of the top 10. Japan, I guess we could take them out. And China, I guess we could take them out. So half of the, there's 4 Protestants and 4 Catholics in the top 10.
Jason, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, though I don't appreciate his message. I don't appreciate that at all.
No.
You know, he's just as disgusting. Well, not quite as disgusting, but right up there with that jerk that called on Saturday night with his Jewish conspiracy and the Jews are taking over the world. Well, he believes that Catholics are almost as bad.
I don't. John Kennedy didn't hand the country over to the Pope when he became president.
It's just sick, man.
It's silly to me.
This is how religion and government divide people, and it's problematic. Leave other people alone. Hour number 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Show.